Hi, this is Eric Elder, and welcome to tonight's message live from the ranch. Are you needing a change in your life? Well, you're in luck tonight because God is in the life-changing business. And He has changed a lot of lives in the past. I know I'm one of them. My wife is here, and she's one of them as well. And we have read and heard and talked to many other people who have been changed by the power of God. And so if you're needing a change in your life, maybe you're struggling with a sin and you need to be freed from it, God can free you from that. Maybe you're struggling with finances and you just need a breakthrough in that, God can change that circumstance. Maybe you're needing a change in your job, God can change that as well. Maybe you need a purpose for your life or meaning, God can give you that. Maybe you're struggling with what to do with a child or what to do with a parent, what to do with a spouse, God can give you insight and direction to help you overcome those things and to change those things in your life that need changing. Tonight, I'm going to talk about various Bible characters who were changed, myself, my own story, how I was changed, and just give you some encouragement that change will come for you too. Sometimes change comes in ways that we don't expect it, but it is always for the best when it comes from God. So I want to encourage you tonight that God is in the life-changing business and He can change what you're facing. If you'll take a look at your message notes on the screen, there's a passage there that I'd like you to read. It's a passage about the woman who was praying, and she was eager to get God to answer her prayer. And God came through and answered because she prayed and prayed and prayed. And I just want you to take a look at that because tonight we're going to focus on how we can get those changes in our life that God wants for us. So take a look at that passage. Just read through that while I play a song on the piano. And just let God speak to your heart tonight. Let's pray before we begin. Lord, I just ask that You would come into our hearts. You would speak to us. You would do a new thing within us, Lord. I pray that we would be able to see it. And God, You say that these changes can come quickly, and sometimes it seems like forever waiting. But God, I pray that You would bring about changes in people's lives as they watch this and as they hear Your words, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Change is possible. God has brought about many changes in my life. He's freed me from sin. I was involved in homosexuality for several years, and God has freed me from that almost 11 years ago now. Now I'm married and have 4 children and have a joy of life that I never had when I was back in that life. And God can really change you and free you from sin. God's given me purpose and meaning for my life. He's shown me what He wants me to do for my life. And that's given me great fulfillment and satisfaction. God brought me a wife as I was seeking the Lord and praying for that in my life. And God delivered and He answered that prayer even though it seemed like a long time. God brought me the desire of my heart in a wife. God can do so many things for you and He's done so many for me. And it seems like forever sometimes waiting. But let me take you a look, give you a look at some people in the Bible who God also changed, because this is nothing new. This is God's reason for being, really. He loves to change our lives. He loves to bring about change and redeem us and restore us, refresh us and renew us. he is in the life-changing business. Look at this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. God is talking about some people, is talking about some people in the church in Corinth, and he talks about how they were changed from certain problems that were facing them. Some were sexually immoral, some were idolaters, others were adulterers, some were male prostitutes, homosexual offenders, some were thieves and greedy and drunkards and slanderers and swindlers. But Paul says in verse 11, and that is what some of you were. That's a little word, were, but it's a huge word to God, because God changed those people. From drunkards, they are no longer. From homosexuals, they are no longer. From adulterers, they changed, and they are no longer that. That is what some of you were. And here's the solution. Here's how they changed. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. God has a way to wash us, to sanctify us, and to justify us in the name of Jesus Christ. By his Holy Spirit, he can bring about a new work in your life. And I'm going to pray at the end of this broadcast for you that God would change you, that God would, by his Holy Spirit, do the same thing in your life, give you a life change. Let's look at some people who were changed. You may know the famous story of Saul, who became Paul on the road to Damascus. This is the famous Damascus Road experience. For there was one day that Saul was trying to kill the Lord's disciples. He was trying to kill followers of Jesus. He says in Acts 9, verse 1, meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He asked for letters from the high priest so that if he found any people who belonged to the way, who followed Christ, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. So here's Saul. He's heading out trying to kill the followers of Jesus. Jesus shows up, stops him on the road, and turns him around and says, I'm going to send you in a new way. Saul was blinded that day, and for 3 days he was blind, and he didn't eat or drink anything. God told another believer, Ananias, to go and pray for Saul, which he did. And when he prayed for him, he said this in verse 17, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up, was baptized, regained his strength, and at once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. Here's a man headed this way, trying to kill people who follow Jesus, meets Jesus on the road, gets blinded, restored in his sight, and then starts preaching about Jesus and telling people immediately, it says, at once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. Talk about a life change. Here's a man who was taken from death and moved towards life. I'm also struck in the story the fact that he had scales falling from his eyes and he could see again. Some of us are just simply blinded to the truth. And as I was reading that, I was thinking that there are some of you out there who are simply blinded to the truth and you've got like scales on your eyes. And I just want to pray for you right now. God, would you remove those scales from their eyes that they would immediately fall off, just like the power that Ananias had to remove the scales from Saul. I pray, God, that you would remove the scales from anyone's eyes watching who needs a clear vision, Lord, who needs to be able to see clearly what's ahead of them. In Jesus' name, amen. And I pray God will take you from a road of death and destruction and persecution of people who follow Jesus and put you on a path to where you can worship God and tell people about him. Here's another guy who received purpose in his life. He was tending sheep out on the backside of the desert. And Moses then saw a vision of the Lord, and it gave him purpose and direction for his whole life. The angel in the burning bush spoke to Moses, and Moses said, I will go over and see this strange sight, why it doesn't burn up. This is in Exodus 3. And when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And God said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moses hid his face, but the Lord said, I've seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've come down to rescue them and to bring them out into a land flowing with milk and honey. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. And that was the rest of Moses' life, was spent going to Egypt, getting the people and bringing them out of the desert and into that promised land. And eventually they did make it to that promised land. But it took Moses having that life change, that life-changing encounter with God, where he saw that burning bush and he was curious and he sought further, and God spoke to him and showed him, Moses, here's the purpose for your life. Here's what I want you to do. Go and free my people. Some of you may be praying for a purpose in your life. I believe God will answer those prayers, and he will show you what your purpose is, and you're going to get it. And before I go any further, all these stories have some common denominators. One of them is that God not only gave Moses a purpose, but it also fulfilled God's purposes. God was trying to free his people in Egypt, and he used Moses to do it. So he not only answered Moses' longings for a purpose for his own life, but he answered God's own purposes and desires by saying, I know you've got other things you want to do, God. Go ahead and do them through me. And as he yielded to God, God was able to set an entire nation free from persecution, free from slavery. So God may want to do that for you too. He wants to give you purpose in order to fulfill that longing in your heart, but also to fulfill his will, maybe to free some people, to set them free, to let them know that God has a purpose for their life too. Here's another Bible character. His name is Isaac, and he was seeking for a wife. And he was seeking and praying. This is in Genesis 24, where Isaac was looking for a wife, and finally he sent his servant and said, go and find a wife for me from my father's family, because he wanted someone from within his own tribe to marry. And his servant went and started praying and asked God to reveal who it would be, and prayed a very specific prayer and said, let it be this woman, a woman who brings water and gives me water and water for my camels as well. And that's exactly what happened. A woman came to draw water. Her name was Rebekah. And she said, I'll draw water for you and your camels too. And the woman, the servant said, praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who's not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on a journey to the house of my master's relatives. It was exactly what Isaac wanted, and Rebekah became a mother of descendants too numerous to count. Again, fulfilling a promise that God had made to Abraham before, but also gave Isaac a wife and gave Rebekah a husband. It answered several prayers there and fulfilled each of them. God changed Rebekah's life that day, just like he changed Isaac's life that day by giving them a mate. Here's a final story of a change in life. Maybe some of you are needing some physical healing. Here is a woman who came to Jesus, and she was bleeding for several years. It said she had suffered a great deal under the care of the doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him and in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Jesus realized this, and later he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Here was a woman who was freed from an ailment that had plagued her for years, and the doctors couldn't cure it. All her money was exhausted. She had nowhere else to turn except to the Lord. And at that moment, the Lord healed her. The Lord changed her life. Are you wanting some changes in your life? Maybe it's something that I've mentioned. Maybe it's something that I haven't even touched on yet. I want to assure you that God is in the life-changing business. Here's a couple practical steps on how to go after seeking this change in your life. It may just come upon you, but more likely it will happen as you're seeking the Lord. Here's a few verses that talk about this. Psalm 37, verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So if you'll delight yourself in God, he'll give you your desires. In Luke 18, Jesus tells this story that you read earlier, and it's a parable, it says in Luke, to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Always pray and not give up. Always pray and not give up. God wants you to always pray and not give up. He wants you to seek Him with your whole heart. He wants you to come after Him and say, oh, yes, this is what I want. Please, God, answer this. And this is exactly what happened for this woman in this story. She was saying to a judge, grant me justice, grant me justice. And the judge wouldn't listen. But finally, the judge said, she will wear me out with her coming. Here, I'll just go ahead and grant her request. And Jesus says, listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring about justice for His chosen ones who cry out to Him day and night? Will He keep putting them off? I tell you, He will see that they get justice, and quickly. Jesus very much knows that God hears those prayers and that God wants to make those changes in your life, sometimes and especially even more than you want them made. You're calling out to God and saying, God, change this in my life. Change this in my life. Believe me, God wants it changed in your life too. He wants you to be whole. He wants you to be fulfilled. But it's going to come through Him. It's going to come through seeking Him and searching after Him. Ask and you shall receive, the Bible says. But sometimes we're asking for the wrong things. And in that case, we need to follow some advice Henry Blackaby gives. And he says, oh Lord, if I ever give you a request, and you have more to give me than I am asking, cancel my request. Sometimes we're asking the wrong things of God, and it's simply a matter of saying, okay, God, if this isn't the right thing, I yield it to you, I give it up to you, because I know you have something better even than what I'm asking. Please cancel my request, and God will answer it. So if you're needing some changes in your life, I just want to urge you to seek God. Seek Him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Here's a couple ways to do it. Just read your Bible. Get a good Bible that you can read, that you can understand the words. There's so many at the bookstores now. You can buy a Bible and just read it. Read it day and night. It says in the morning, read it. In the evening, read it. Talk about it as you're going and as you're coming. Talk to your children about it. Just look in the Bible because God has so many answers for you that are already written down there. Also, go to church. Go to a Bible-believing church, a church where they believe that God is real, that God has power, and listen to what they have to say. And you'll hear other people who have had their lives changed. You'll hear about a God who works, and that will increase your faith to believe that He can do it in your life. Pray. And not just call out to God, but you might even want to write down your prayers. Journal. Just write down, God, this is what I need. And that just helps you clarify your thinking and just say, God, help me. God, this is the change I want. And you'll be amazed as you look back over your journal over a few weeks or a few months or even a few years that you'll see that God has answered prayer after prayer. God has brought about change after change, sometimes quickly, sometimes very slowly. But you'll see the change as you write these things down and look at them over the years. So I just encourage you, read your Bible, go to church, talk to Christian friends, pray and journal, and God will give you the desires of your heart. God will fulfill those things. God will free you from your sins. In a minute after I sing a song here, I just want to take a break just to sing and worship the God of our lives with just all our hearts, just for one song. And then I want to come back and I want to talk about the biggest change that you can make. If you've not yet committed your life to Jesus, God can give you a new heart. It says in the Bible that I will give you a new heart and exchange your old heart of stone for a heart of flesh. And that's the biggest change that anyone can make. And if you haven't made that, stick around for after this song so that I can explain exactly how that works, so you can have that transformation take place. Because until that one's done, none of the others will happen either. I also want to pray for you believers who already have made that decision when we come back. I just want to pray for you and pray for those specific things that are happening in your life. So stick with me here. And let's just worship God with all our heart. This is a song called Glorify Thy Name. And it's very simple to sing. It just says, Father, I love you. I praise you. I adore you. Glorify your name in all the earth. So it's just, Father, I love you. I praise you. I adore you. Glorify your name in all the earth. Want to serve you. We just want to pour out our hearts to you. God, I know there are people here who have been frustrated, who have been concerned that the changes haven't come quick enough. And I just want to pray for them right now. Lord, for those who are waiting for a change and have been waiting for a long time, God, I just pray that you would renew their faith right now. Increase their faith, God. Increase their faith. Help them in their unbelief, Lord. Help them know that you do bring about change, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but you will bring it about. Lord, as you say in the Bible, do you not see it? Do you not perceive it? I am doing a new thing. God, I just pray that you would show them and you would help them perceive and to see that you are doing a new thing, that you are bringing about a change that's good and lasting. Lord, even if it looks like it's not good right now, God, I pray that they would know that it is good and that it is you. God, I pray you bring them into the place of milk and honey, Lord, the place that's flowing with the good things of life, Lord. And I pray, God, that you would fulfill your purpose through them as well. I said that I would tell you about getting a new heart, and here's the simple way it happens. You simply come to God and say, God, I have sinned. I'm a sinner. I've made some mistakes that I can't recover from, I can't get out of, and I just don't know what to do. And God, I'm just sorry, and I just confess it to you. And then just say, God, I believe in your Son Jesus. I believe he died for those sins, and only through him can I have those sins washed away. And then I can be cleaned and sanctified and washed and justified, just like those other people in the city of Corinth were, who were at one time drunks and adulterers and swindlers and homosexuals and idolaters. Lord, I just want to be like one of those who can be changed by your power, by your Holy Spirit, because I believe in Jesus. And then just receive him into your life and just say, Lord, thank you. I invite you to come into my life and just take over and take out my heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. And God will do it. That's all you have to do. Let me pray for you right now if that's what you want. Lord, don't even need to hesitate. Just say, God, I just want it. Lord, I just confess my sins to you. I believe that Jesus died for my sins, and I invite him into my life right now. Take out my heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, for you who are needing a change in job, a change in marital status, maybe you're looking for a wife or looking for a husband, you're looking for children, you're looking for purpose, you're looking for meaning in your life, you're looking for healing, you're looking for forgiveness, I'm just going to pray right now that God would bring that about in your life too, and God will heal you and restore you. Lord, I know there are people who need a job change right now, and God, I just pray for them that you would bring that about. I pray that you would accelerate that and move that forward. And God, I pray that you would open up a job that is just right, that is just what they need, Lord, for this next season of their life. God, I pray you'd bring that change about. And I pray you'd answer their prayers, Lord. For you who are struggling with sin, I just pray right now that you'd be freed from that, that you'd be able to just lay them down, not give in to temptation, and just leave them at the feet of Jesus. For people looking for a mate, I just pray right now. God, I pray that you would answer their prayers just like you answered Isaac's, just like you answered mine, just like you've answered people throughout the centuries, Lord. God, you say if we delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desires of our hearts. And I know some people are watching who just desire a mate, Lord, more than anything right now. God, if it's not for them right now, I pray you'd give them patience that God, if there's some spiritual holdup, I just pray right now that that would be released and that you would give them a peace in their heart to know that a spouse is coming. God, for people who just need purpose and meaning in their life, who need a change of direction, Lord, so that they can be fulfilled in what they're doing, I just pray right now for those changes. God, I pray you'd give a purpose to them. And I pray you'd show them how to fulfill that purpose. I pray you'd give them the resources to fulfill that purpose. And I pray you just walk with them every step of the way. Lord, I just thank you for being here for us. Thank you for being in the life-changing business. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to change our lives, to mold us into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can walk as he walked, talk as he talked, live as he lived, and die as he died, Lord, with grace, with dignity, and with purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. So you need a change? You've come to the right place, because this is a place where you hear about God who changes lives. You might want to take a look at some of the stories on the ranch. In the Hall of Faith, they're called Stories of Living Testimonies, people who are alive today who have had their lives changed by the power of God. Also, if you want some specific prayer, we'll be in the chat room, myself and a few others who believe in the power of God, and we'd just like to pray with you or talk with you about any other spiritual matter that has come to your mind so that we can encourage you in your faith and just pray with you that God will be there for you. So if you join us in the chat room at the ranch, you can find it under the menu, talk to someone, and then choose the chat room, and we'll meet you there in just a few minutes, and we'll be able to pray with you. If you're watching later in the week, you can always find me on ICQ, and there's a way to find that on my chat page as well, or you can email me at pokey@theranch.org. From my wife and I here in wintry Illinois, live from the ranch, this is Eric Elder. Good night.